I've lost you in the neon river of high visibility vests and chrome helmets flying ahead of my car toward the junction. You lot all look the same.
Is that what they think of us? I can hear Ian say.
I fight my exhaustion, rub my gritty eyes, and try to find you again.
I slept in my car last night.
I had that dream again.
The one I told you about.
The one I've had every night since I laid eyes on you. I'm back at my mother's farm. A darkness soaks into my bones. A black sky, marbled with thick red veins, envelops me. Through the gloom, I see my top half is me today. A short swish of black hair, my strong arms shielded by a leather biker jacket. The bottom half is 12-year-old me. My mother's dirty cast-off jeans hanging off stringy legs. I'm starving. Barefoot. At first, I'm treading on stubbled grass. But the terrain quickly changes. I'm stepping on burned pasture, like a thousand tiny razors under my bony feet. My blood begins to wet the parched scrub below. Suddenly, the ground begins to separate into hundreds of deep gullies. My instinct is to freeze, but I know I must go forward. Ahead of me is the gate to the far paddock, and I have to reach it to end this nightmare and stop my hunger. And I can't see her, but I know my mother is watching. She thinks I'll never make it. She thinks me too weak. She always tried to keep me so. She's willing me to stop, but I keep pushing forward. Despite the pain, despite the hungry chasms at my feet, that want to swallow me, I force myself to place one foot in front of the other to reach the gate. I woke up aching, bent double in the back seat of my Mini. My life has come to this because of you. An existence played out slumped in Costa armchairs and the car I can't afford to insure anymore. This morning, I decided to drive. I didn't know where or why. Until I spotted you on your bike. Then I knew exactly what I had to do. I stop-start, tracking you through the clog of traffic, edging toward De Beauvoir and into Shoreditch, then the city. At Liverpool Street, you snake your way through stationary vehicles and out of my sight. Then the jam begins to shift, allowing me to edge forward and mark you again. Keeping just a few metres behind you as the traffic pushes down Gracechurch Street. We're nearly there. 5 cyclists have died on the junction ahead in the past year. 5 young lives, just like yours, lost. The car in front turns to give me free passage to the edge of the advanced stop line at the junction. I've got you in my sights. It's as if the world has finally decided to take my side. But no sooner than I start to move forward, cyclists flood into the void ahead. I'm surrounded once more by glinting handlebars and fluorescent young bodies. I'm stuck. I search desperately for you up ahead, then in my rear view. But you've disappeared. You're going to enjoy another day on this earth, another day in my job, going home to my flat, tucking yourself into the bed my partner and I chose together. Then, there you are. You've pulled up right next to my door. Your eyes focused on the lights ahead. Your body, that close to me again, makes my blood rise. You're inches from me. I could reach out, grab your arm, and beg you to tell me once and for all why. When I was ready to help you, why did you set out to snatch everything that was mine? You start to move away, squeezing through the other cyclists to the very front of the pack. You flash that smile of yours. Of course they let you pass. That devastating smile. That smile is like the warmest sun and the brightest light. That smile has undone my life.